Today's scripture reading comes from John 14, 1 through 4, and can be found on page 1067 of your Pew Bible. That was 1067. Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. This is the word of the Lord.
First of all, a word of clarification. As Aaron read the text, there was no question in that text, in that translation. So in that text, in those four verses of John 14, it can be translated one of two ways. I have told you I go to prepare a place for you, which is what Aaron read. But it can also be more exactly, literally translated, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Let me tell you why Jesus says this thing that he says. In the preceding chapter, in the episode right before this teaching, or in relationship to that, to this teaching, Jesus has told the disciples that that he will be killed, that he will be arrested, he will be killed. And then he says, I am going someplace where you cannot follow, or you cannot go. He says that twice to them. And he senses that they're upset about that. They don't know what that means. What do you mean you're going somewhere where we cannot go? Peter, being Peter, says, well, I could go there, couldn't I? And Jesus says to him at that point, no, you will actually deny me three times before the cock crows. You will deny me three times. So the disciples, we can safely guess, are upset. They're troubled. So Jesus, in turn, in response to them, says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And then he tells them, in my Father's house are many, the usual translation is rooms. It can be translated more accurately, our dwelling places. Or even better, places to abide. He says, I'm going there, and in my Father's place are many places for you to abide. I go to prepare a place for you there. What does that mean? My childish part of me wants to say, well, does he have to go make the beds or paint the dining room or vacuum? Or what does he have to go and do to prepare this place for his disciples? The answer to that is in what Jesus has been telling the disciples. When Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you, he's referencing what he's about to go through. I'm going to the cross. He's told them that that is going to happen. When Jesus says to them, I go to prepare a place for you, he's telling them, I'm going to the cross. I'm going to pay for your sins. I'm going to take your sins and the sins of all the world since the beginning of humanity until the end of humanity. I'm taking all of those sins upon myself. And in that way, I am preparing a place for you. If I do not do this, in effect, Jesus says, you cannot go there. There is no place for you. But I, in my sacrifice on the cross, I will prepare a place for you. I will open the door for you so you can enter in to to my Father's mansion and to my Father's eternal realm when I open the door for you, when I am on the cross, when I'm raised from the dead, I will open the door and prepare for you a place, and thereby prepare for you a place. Just like Jesus spoke these words, and added to them, by the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. When Jesus said those words of comfort to his disciples, who were troubled because they didn't know where Jesus was going, so Jesus speaks those words to us this morning. We now, on this side of the resurrection, know where Jesus was going. We know what Jesus was doing and was going to do in that moment. But we, too, can be troubled. We, too, can be afraid. We, too, can need assurance that indeed, when the moment comes for us to pass from this life into eternity, that Jesus will be waiting for us because he has prepared for us the way. We need that assurance. This morning when we spoke the names of the people who have been important to us, when we gave thanks to saints, we did that in the cradle of the truth that Jesus has prepared the way for us, for them and for us. This morning in the celebration of the Lord's Supper, we are doing a couple of things. We are doing exactly what Jesus told us to do. We are remembering his sacrifice. And we are declaring that he will come again. But also, for us, as is often the case in communion, we are coming to the elements, to the bread and to the cup, to the table. And we are saying, it's true. What Jesus Christ has done for us is true. We are making that declaration because it is a right declaration. We are speaking God's truth, but we are also making that affirmation, that declaration, because we need to. We need to remember that truth. Every now and then, by the mercy of God, we are reminded of our own mortality. Either when we go to a funeral service, a memorial service, and we encounter the reality in that specific way, the reality of death and the passing from this life, we need in those times to remember what Jesus Christ has done for us. Some weeks ago, Judy and I were at an intersection, and the light turned green, and I was off somewhere else, as I sometimes am. And Judy says, "The light is green." Oh! And just before I started to go into the intersection, a van went whoosh, right through, right in front of us. And my first thought was, that stupid driver. Judy's first thought was, thank you, Jesus. But we both kind of shivered at that moment. That could have been the end of it. We were reminded, if we thought about it thoroughly, of our mortality. And Judy spoke truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, not only for rescuing us from that catastrophe and that other driver from that catastrophe, but also thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that whatever might have happened, we were safe in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. That's what we remember now as we come to the table, giving thanks for the saints who have gone home to be with Jesus, but also giving thanks for the truth of what Jesus has done for us, and that we have the assurance that in Jesus Christ we have eternal life. Let's pray. O God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, the one who was and is before time and beyond time, we give you thanks for the truth that you give to us in the sacrifice of Jesus, for the assurance and the love and the mercy you've shown to us in the sacrifice and resurrection of Jesus. So we come. We come as believers and therefore as saints, your saints, made so by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for the privilege. In Jesus' name, amen.